Hello everyone, this is John Smith here with another episode of the Photo and Video Gear Show podcast. Today I'm going to tell you about the key differences between cheap and expensive tripods. Now we've all been there. You need a tripod, but you're on a budget. Those cheap plastic ones sure do look appealing. But as any professional photographer will tell you, you really do get what you pay for with tripods. The materials, build quality, stability, and features are just not even close to being the same. So let me walk you through some of the major differences. On the budget end, you'll find tripods made of plastic or low-grade aluminum that just aren't very sturdy. The legs wobble, they can't handle any wind, and forget about heavier cameras and lenses. Oh, and they won't last long either, with parts wearing out fast. Not a good situation. Step up to those higher-end models, and you've got tripods made of tough materials like carbon fiber or aircraft-grade aluminum. These bad boys can stand up to anything. Powerful gusts of wind? No problem. Multiple heavy lenses? Easy. And thanks to advanced designs with features like lever locks instead of wimpy twist locks, even heavy gear won't make them shake. They're built to last you for years. Camera heads are another big deal. Beginner tripods usually have basic pan and tilt heads that don't move very smoothly, but fancy fluid heads on expensive rigs, oh man, they are silky smooth, perfect for those buttery video pans. Precise adjustments too, so you can nail the exact framing. And don't even get me started on load capacity differences. Budget tripods whimper under the weight of pro DSLRs, while high-end models hold heavy cinema cameras like it's nothing. So in the end, sometimes it does pay off to spend a bit more up front. Quality tripods hold their resale value way better than cheapos and will outlast multiple camera upgrades. Treat yourself right and your photos and videos will thank you. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode. As always, let me know if you have any other questions. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future shows. Until next time, keep on shooting.